millions of Americans, my family among them, will travel this week for Thanksgiving.
The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, is bracing for more air travelers than ever before, but this comes at a time when the U.S. aviation system is showing signs of strain.
NPR's Joel Rose covers transportation and joins us now. Hey there, Joel.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, at least I won't be flying, but those who do, what could they expect?
Yeah, the number of people flying now is actually higher a little bit than it was before the pandemic. TSA is expecting to screen a record number of people, 30 million in total in the 12-day period that started last Friday, culminating on Sunday after Thanksgiving, which could be the biggest single-day total ever. Today and tomorrow are also going to be very busy. Road travel is not quite back to pre-pandemic levels yet, but it's close. AAA is forecasting the third highest total ever, about 49 million people on the roads.
Can't wait to be one of them. Is the aviation system, though, ready for the increased volume?
There are serious concerns about that. The Federal Aviation Administration commissioned a safety review by outside experts after a series of close calls on runways across the country this year. That group issued a 52-page report last week. And the group had major concerns about the shortage of air traffic controllers that has left many key air traffic facilities short-staffed. That's forcing controllers to work overtime and grueling schedules. The group also raised concerns about outdated equipment and facilities. The report says, quote, urgent action is needed to maintain safety.
Okay, is the FAA having an urgent response?
Well, the newly commissioned FAA administrator, Mike Whitaker, says the agency welcomed that report. Whitaker told reporters yesterday the agency is already taking some steps to speed up the hiring of more air traffic controllers. That includes hiring qualified students directly from aeronautical schools and using new high-resolution training simulators to take some of the pressure off of the agency's training academy in Oklahoma. And Whitaker says he's also looking at ways to improve the success rate for trainees.
There's a fairly high failure rate in the academy and in facilities. My initial focus has been on how to make these numbers go up quickly without lowering standards.
But there really are no quick fixes here. It takes a long time to train air traffic controllers. The FAA has 1,000 fewer of them than it did a decade ago. And at the current hiring rate, it's just barely keeping up with retirements.
Okay, let's assume the air traffic controllers keep the planes flying in the way that they should. What experiences should people expect in the cabin when they're traveling?
Full planes and crowded overhead bins. I talked to Sarah Nelson, who's the head of the union that represents flight attendants. Here's some of what she told me.
The holidays have always been a time period that flight attendants sort of dread going to work because the flying is much harder. You have inexperienced people. You're answering more questions. There's fewer of us, which then often means that passengers are trying to work things out between each other and you don't have a referee there right at the start.
Nelson says, please keep all of that in mind and be nice to your flight attendant and your fellow travelers. She says, thankfully, most people are.
Joel, do you have any encouraging news?
The airlines say flying patterns have changed somewhat since the pandemic and that people are departing earlier than before and working remotely from their destinations. So you're seeing the flying spread out a bit more evenly across a bunch of days, not all on a few big days. But the big wild card this week is the weather. There's a good chance of rain across much of the East Coast today and tomorrow. So the possibility for weather-related delays is there.
Thanks very much, Joel. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's NPR transportation correspondent Joel Rose.